Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. My name is Gabrielle. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I just want to apply for unemployment. But every time I proceed with my friends, they say, they tell me to call this number.
Okay, may I have your social?
It's 419-51-9457.
Okay, can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name for me?
My name is Renicia Marshall-Mim, and I was born April 17, 2000. My mom's name is Michelle Bethany.
Okay, one moment. Are you able to file your weekly certifications? File your weekly certification.
What's this?
When you file your initial claim, you have to file your weekly certification each week.
How do I do that?
Okay, I'm going to have to reopen your claim, okay? I'm going to tell you at the end.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Can you repeat that?
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
12. Okay, do you have a driver's license or a state ID?
State ID.
Okay. What's that state ID number?
I-0-0-7-1-1-4-4.
Okay, if you're approved for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which you prefer?
The card.
Okay. Now, the benefits card will take an additionally 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. That's after you're approved for your benefits.
Okay.
Okay. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
513 Orchard Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Okay. Is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
It's the same.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay, can you verify your telephone number for me?
251-405-8432.
Okay. One moment. Okay, your mailing address is 513 Orchard Road. That's in Birmingham, Alabama, 35215. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1102 Taylor Road, Northwest. 146 Peachtree Lane, 2618 Tempest Drive Southwest, 3213 Cedar Avenue Southwest, or I've never been associated with one of these addresses.
2618 Tippins Drive, South Carolina.
Okay, and what county do you currently live in? Chilton, Lamar, Jefferson, Dale, or none of the above?
Jefferson.
Okay. Have you ever attended college?
No.
Okay. Okay, these are yes or no questions. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay, when was the last day you worked?
June 18th of this year.
Okay, one moment. Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself or own a business, or are you a corporate officer for your business?
You say what now?
Do you work for yourself or own a business, or are you a corporate officer for your business?
Own a business.
So you own a business?
No.
Okay. Are you currently working solo on commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay, have you applied for or received a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
Okay, what is the lowest hourly wage which you will sell?
$11.
Okay. Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. What was your job title?
A package handler.
You said a package handler?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No.
You said no or yes?
No.
Okay, what job are you seeking for?
I haven't been looking for a job. I mean, I've been applying, but they haven't got back to me.
Okay. What was the name of your last job that went on unemployment for?
Amazon,
okay. Do you have a good phone number for this job?
No.
Okay, what city and state was work performed in?
Bessemer, Alabama.
You said Bessemer, okay. One moment. Okay. Was it on 975 Powder Plant Road?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, a moment. Okay, have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay, when did you first start this job at Amazon?
January the 15th.
Of this year?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, why are you no longer working at this job?
Oh, got terminated.
Yeah, terminated. Why would you discharge?
Yeah, because
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you repeat that for me?
Feeling time, work.
You missing time at work or stealing time at work?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, what was the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Ma'am.
What was the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
They work for EIC.
Is it EIC?
ERC.
ERC?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the date of your discharge?
I don't remember the date.
Can you give me an estimated date when you was discharged?
Probably. June 18th.
Is that June 18th? Okay. Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
They sent me an email that I had to fill out. They didn't know anything.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. Your 4-digit temporary PIN number will be 5700.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your employment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit an online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you want to file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this coming Sunday. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet is going to explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. You're going to read this information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. But if you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about this information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employee will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.